Jesus Christ. That was like the stretch moan. You know what I'm talking about? And people stretch all the time. I stretch all the time. But then there's the certain times when you stretch, where you like make noise when you stretch. I don't know what the fuck that is. Like what causes the stretch noise? Like if you stretch your legs, nobody makes that noise. You don't make that noise if you stretch your legs. But if you like, yeah, if you like reach your arms back, like over your head, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like one of those. You ever do those? Or maybe I just make fucking noises. Maybe it's just like, because I never shut my fucking mouth anyway. Maybe that's just like my body's equivalent of like, if I'm not talking, I have to make some kind of fucking sound. I'm not really sure. And to tell you another thing I'm not sure of, my name is Chris Johnson. No, I'm let me rephrase. I'm sure that my name is Chris Johnson, but there is something that me, Chris Johnson, is unsure of. I don't really know how people view me. I don't know how people look at me. I don't know if they like me or not. I don't know if they dislike me. But I was talking to somebody about me, and I'm trying to figure out how the fuck that conversation went. Because I'm sure I didn't just like track this person down and say, hey, buddy, want to talk about something? Me. Let's talk about me. But it came up in like the natural course of conversation. I talk a lot, and we're shooting shit, and she's like, you know, I think that you're very polarizing. And I get along very well with this person, but I thought to myself, like, wait a minute, I'm polarizing. I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, you know, there's like no in between. Like, people either fucking love your ass, or people think you're just a huge piece of shit. And I've heard this before, but it's been a long time. It's been a lot of years. I don't think I've heard this post-divorce. Current Chris Johnson's never heard this yet. Past Chris Johnson heard that shit all the time. There's a phrase in radio or in like media, high acceptance, high rejection. You know, it's not for little fucking no-name assholes like me, but it's for like big-time guys like Howard Stern. Like a lot of people fucking love Howard Stern, but just as many people fucking hate him. But for me, nobody gives a shit about me. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. I'm just a fucking asshole that works in a call center. I'm just a fucking spoke on the wheel of life, essentially. I'm just a guy that's there. So I didn't know that was true for like the little person, the little people like me. But apparently it is. In my little fucking sphere, apparently I have high acceptance and high rejection. Here's what I thought. Who fucking hates me? Because she knows. If she says to me, I think you're very polarizing, then you're getting the scoop. You know what I'm saying? Like your ears are to the ground. You're fucking on the beat. You're fucking hearing stuff. You know that this exists. So I guess what I'm trying to say in a really fucking roundabout Chris Johnson way is this person knows that people fucking like me, but she also knows that a bunch of people fucking hate me. And I want that goddamn list. I want that fucking blacklist. I want that little black book with the names of people in it that don't like Chris Johnson. Because I guess I don't want to know. I'm going back and forth on it in my head. See, this is actually really good. This is a fucking live looking at what goes on in my fucking head every goddamn day. Like, do I want to do it? Do I want to do it? Yes, no. Yes, no. Do we do this? Do we don't do this? But that's basically what I think. I don't think of myself as like a great guy. But that doesn't mean that I think of myself as like a piece of shit. Like, I try to be a good guy. But I always think like, the second you start thinking that you've made it, the second you start thinking that like, you are a good guy, you are a good person, or like, you know, that you're good at something, I don't want to fucking lose sight of myself. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose track. I don't want to stop trying, I guess. Because like, I think like most things are like a work in progress. Like most things in life are like a work in progress. So I want to be a good person. I don't want to be a bad guy. I want to be the type of person that people look at and think, you know, like that's a good dude. You know what I mean? I just want to be a good person. But I don't want to think that I'm a good person. And in my life, a lot of people that I've been super close to don't think I'm a good person. Ex-wife, people I've gone out with, friends, old friends, parents. List goes on and on. So that'll fuck you up. That'll fuck you up a little bit. The people that you think like you turn out not liking you. So maybe that's why I'm so goddamn sensitive to that shit. Like, if you don't like me because of the podcast, you don't like me because of how I talk, if you don't like me for me, well, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. You go about your business. I don't like people not liking me for bullshit that I like didn't do or because they think like one thing. Like, don't like me for me, goddammit. Like, a lot of people say that, like, if they're trying to like get with somebody, they're like, man, I want you to like me for me, not for my money or my fucking looks. And I have neither one of those qualities. So I never fucking say shit like that. Cause if you're going to like me, you're going to like me for me. Cause let's be honest, there's not a lot there. Although when I look at myself, I think like, bro, you're a pretty fucking hot looking guy there. That's what I tell me. I'm attracted to me, I guess is what I'm saying. I'd fuck me. But I think about it the opposite. Like, you're going to not like me for me. You're going to not like me because of something I did or because of, you know, some fucking trait. Like, if I was a jerk to you, I could understand you not liking me. But if I didn't do anything to you and you don't like me and I don't really care about you all that much, not to sound rude, but like, if you're kind of like irrelevant in my world, then like, what are you not liking me for? Goddammit. Like, what's your fucking problem with me? Like, what the fuck did I do? I want to have done something. I need to have done something for you not to like me. And I want to know why the fuck I'm polarizing. And if I'm polarizing, how the fuck does she know this? What the fuck? Who's got the information? I want that fucking info. But I really don't want that info, so don't tell me. Knowing that shit might probably fuck me up more. Might probably. I sound like a fucking moron. Like, this whole fucking thing has just devolved into me just, like, the ramblings of a fucking moron. So I should probably bounce before I get more incoherent. Because that's usually what happens. A lot of times people need like booze or drugs to reach like a state of incoherence. I just need a certain degree of anxiety and for me to just build that up over like a 5-minute period and then to the point where I can't even fucking speak straight. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more podcast episodes. There are going to be new episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. No fucking reruns. I'm on Podbean. That's the host website. You can catch every episode there, the website or the app. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play, among others. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Facebook, too. The podcast is going to be in my Facebook timeline and my favorite social media site of all time, Instagram. That's in maybe 5 minutes.